This is Dr. Zoe dictating consultation on Annette, A-N-N-E-T-T-E, last name Sanders. Her date of birth is July 6, 1939. Patient seen for Dr. Sears and Nipega. Dear Dr. Sears, thank you for this referral. This 85-year-old female comes here for evaluation today. She does not smoke, does not drink, denies any drug allergies. She is here because of recently noted elevated WBC count and platelet count. New paragraph symptoms. Patient says she generally don't feel great. However, she does not have any symptoms right now. Past medical history includes history of congestive heart failure recently, history of recurrent UTI, history of borderline diabetes. Also, patient has some peripheral neuropathy for which she is on gabapentin. For blood pressure, she is on metoprolol. And she also is on one baby aspirin. She also takes losartan 50 milligram, Lasix with potassium supplement, and memantadine 10 milligram twice daily. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is 85. 5 feet 4 inch tall, weighing 165, blood pressure 170 over 96, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. Her recent lab, WBC count 14,000, hemoglobin 13.5, hematocrit 45.2, which is borderline high. Platelet count 936, which is also slightly high. Her eGFR was 59, creatinine 0.94, A1C was 6.7. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, leukocytosis and thrombocytosis and mild erythrocytosis. New paragraph, rule out myeloproliferative disorder. Diagnosis 2, history of recurrent urinary tract infection. Diagnosis 3, recent CHF. Recommendations will redraw CBC and see if WBC and platelets are still up. If so, then we'll do flow cytometry to rule out or rule in myeloproliferative disorder. Thank you. This is a consultation on Annette Sanders. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Sears. Thank you.